It was difficult recently to avoid coverage of the case in Britain in which three women escaped from a house in London after some 30 years of what seems to have been a form of domestic slavery. While such cases might seem rare and unusual, the practices of indentured labour, domestic and sexual slavery, and human trafficking for those purposes is very far from rare. In fact, it is a massive global business and a scandal. One person who has dedicated her life to eradicating it is Baroness Caroline Cox. She is a former Deputy Speaker of the British House of Lords and is the founder of the humanitarian agency Humanitarian Aid Relief Trust, or HART, which, among other things, campaigns to raise awareness of and ultimately to stop the practice of modern slavery. She spoke to me from London on Friday, and I began by asking her how she deals with people who think slavery is a thing of the past.
Yes, I do, and it's deeply worrying because, of course, it is a contemporary problem. It's growing, and it's an enormous source of severe and horrendous suffering for up to 29 million people in our world today.
You say 29 million. I mean, how widespread are those 29 million? How do you disabuse people of their idea that this is something that doesn't exist anymore?
Well, I think it's so important that we do know the reality. I mean, I first became worried about this in a lot of my humanitarian aid work. I have a small NGO or charitable organisation that works for victims of oppression and persecution in different countries, often trapped behind closed borders. And so I actually began meeting the real slaves of today in that work in countries such as Sudan and Burma and elsewhere. And when you meet the reality, you see the suffering. You see the suffering of the individual, but not just the individual, their family, their community, the severity of the suffering. I became aware of this as a contemporary phenomenon. I then began to study it rather more systematically, and that was really how I began to be aware of the scale. In so many different countries, I mean, it's estimated that at least 175 countries have some form of slavery or trafficking in our world today.
Were you shocked when you first encountered this phenomenon yourself?
Oh, devastated is the only word I can use. The book which you just recently written, which tries to alert people to the phenomenon of modern-day slavery, has the overall facts and statistics from reputable sources such as Anti-Slavery International, the International Labour Organization, and so on. The statistics are there. They are available, but they're not known.
Segment 1.
It was difficult recently to avoid coverage of the case in Britain in which three women escaped from a house in London after some 30 years of what seems to have been a form of domestic slavery. While such cases might seem rare and unusual, the practices of indentured labour, domestic and sexual slavery, and human trafficking for those purposes is very far from rare. In fact, it is a massive global business and a scandal. One person who has dedicated her life to eradicating it is Baroness Caroline Cox. She is a former Deputy Speaker of the British House of Lords and is the founder of the humanitarian agency Humanitarian Aid Relief Trust, or HART, which, among other things, campaigns to raise awareness of and ultimately to stop the practice of modern slavery.
Segment 2.
She spoke to me from London on Friday, and I began by asking her how she deals with people who think slavery is a thing of the past.
Yes, I do, and it's deeply worrying because, of course, it is a contemporary problem. It's growing, and it's an enormous source of severe and horrendous suffering for up to 29 million people in our world today.
You say 29 million. I mean, how widespread are those 29 million? How do you disabuse people of their idea that this is something that doesn't exist anymore?
Well, I think it's so important that we do know the reality. I mean, I first became worried about this in a lot of my humanitarian aid work. I have a small NGO or charitable organisation that works for victims of oppression and persecution in different countries, often trapped behind closed borders.
Segment 3.
And so I actually began meeting the real slaves of today in that work in countries such as Sudan and Burma and elsewhere. And when you meet the reality, you see the suffering. You see the suffering of the individual, but not just the individual, their family, their community, the severity of the suffering. I became aware of this as a contemporary phenomenon. I then began to study it rather more systematically. And that was really how I began to be aware of the scale. In so many different countries, I mean, it's estimated that at least 175 countries have some form of slavery or trafficking in our world today.
Segment 4.
Were you shocked when you first encountered this phenomenon yourself?
Oh, devastated is the only word I can use. The book which you just recently written, which tries to alert people to the phenomenon of modern-day slavery, has the overall facts and statistics from reputable sources such as Anti-Slavery International, the International Labour Organization, and so on. The statistics are there. They are available, but they're not known.